Hey, how's it going? This is Casey from Elliott Brewed. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM, Winnipeg.
Welcome, friends, to Tell a Band to Go Home, coming to you in pre-recorded form from right here on the edge of town. Truly, I can see it, the edge of town. Well, actually, I can't because I'm in the basement, so I can see my wall, which faces the opposite direction. But anyways, I'm Jeff here, rambling already, pre-recorded, coming to you from the basement, playing you some good music. Kicking it off with Elliott Brewed there, going all the way back to Tin Type with Edge of Town. And Elliott Brewed, those boys are in town. Wasn't that show last night amazing? Actually, I don't know, because we're pre-recorded, so it hasn't happened yet. But I assume that they played last night, as you're hearing this, and I assume it was terrific. I'm headed down there tonight. See the big second show of the Elliott Brewed mini residency down there at Blue Note Park. Hopefully we'll see some of you down there. I know I'll see some of you down there. And I'm sure we'll have a heck of a good time down there at the old Blue Note Park. Other good stuff coming up. The other good one for me, just the other day, got to see the Small Glories down at Blue Note Park. They're playing at the Lyric Theater at Assiniboine Park on Thursday. So in case I forget to tell you about that, there's that. And then coming up next week at Blue Note Park, two nights with the Sadies. And there was a dirty lie going around, a rumor that convinced a lot of us that it was sold out. And it's not. I just bought a ticket the other day. So make sure you actually check the Eventbrite if you want to go see the Sadies. But anyways, we'll talk more about that next week. But as I'm recording this, the last I checked, there were still tickets available for the Sadies. So That's good news, huh? Yeah. All right, so I got to play you one more from Casey, and you know, it's the new rules go into effect this week. Going down to the Blue Note Park, you gotta show your card now, your vax card, and I am 100% in favor of that action. And if you want to argue about it, don't do it. Just don't. Either, you know, get your shot and be a civilized human being, or be an uneducated troglodyte in your own home. It's totally up to you. And the uneducated, they like to bring up the word segregation. Segregation. I am all for segregating stupid people. Well, okay, let me qualify that a little bit. It's okay to be stupid. I mean, I'm pretty stupid at the best of times, and I've been stupid in my life. But see, the difference is, if you're willing to get smarter, if you're willing to learn things and realize that you're stupid, then you're okay. You know, it's like Barney Rubble said, it takes a smart man to know when he's stupid, Fred. And it's true. And if you're stupid, you don't have to stay stupid. See, but if you choose to stay stupid, well, then I'm okay with segregating you and leaving you outside and at home. And, well, so the moral of the story is, if you're going out, get your shot, have your vax card ready. And, well, Just put on a fucking mask, stupid.
Put on a fucking mask, stupid. Do we really need to ask you? It's just a little piece of fabric. You fucking will last nothing to it. Put it on, not because someone said that you had to, but because you give a fuck about other people around you. Some are vulnerable, and one day you, maybe two, and you'll hope that other people will give a flying fuck about you. Arrogant pricks, ignorant any vaxxers, denying fucking facts of people dying because of the way you're acting. As a matter of fact, you need a smack in the mouth where that mouth should be at. Now this is not a Democrat conspiracy or an attack on your fucking civil liberties. It's just an easy way to slow down an infectious disease. And could you keep fucking 6 feet away from me, please? Should be, yeah.
Now come on, it ain't that goddamn hard, is it? Christ, you gotta put a fucking shirt and shoes on when you go into the corner store, don't you? Just put on the fucking mask, stupid.
Now I'm gonna be asking for that one tonight at the big show. Well, I'm probably not, but I hope that somebody will. I hope Casey pulls that one out. That's Casey there, Casey Laforet, otherwise known as the Oldest Forest. With his timeless motto, put on a fucking mask, stupid. And it's just one of those songs, you know, you'd like to hope that it'll be unnecessary and we won't have to play it. But the truth of the matter is, past few weeks going out, it's been kind of scary because a lot of people don't wear them. And I'm a pretty big fan of the mask. I mean, I don't love having the thing, but I got a great mask from Carrie Latimer, you know, Leaf Rapids. She's not just the greatest musician in the world, but the greatest mask maker in the world as well. I got some great masks that fit my gigantic head, and you know, it really doesn't bother me, and I'm all for not breathing and spitting on people. because I'm a sensible person. Now, I want to play you just a little bit, and I'm probably not going to play you much because this next song is so revolting and repulsive and, well, I don't know. Speaking of willingly stupid, I used to idolize this guy when I was a kid for his musical prowess, and it seems that not only has he become a complete idiot, but he's writing absolutely horrible songs. So I'll just play a bit of this just for illustrative purposes, and then we'll cleanse our palates with something good.
Is enough. I can't take this BS any longer. It's gone far enough. You wanna claim my soul? You'll have to come and break down this door. I knew that something was going on wrong when you started laying down the law. I can't move my hands. I break out in sweat. I wanna cry. Can't take it anymore. This has gotta stop. Enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer.
Yeah, I think that about sums it up. I can't take this BS any longer. That's Eric Clapton, sadly, willingly stupid, and it's a horrible song. It's just cheesy beyond belief. And well, if you're with Eric, hopefully you're willing to educate yourself and not be stupid forever. Eric and Van Morrison, you know, they had a good run. And if they want to go and be lunatics by themselves, hey, that's fine. How about a musical palate cleanser? Some good, not just good, but great music here. This one's not new, but it's new. You can pull it up on your streams now. And I think that's great. I still think that you should go and buy it on Bandcamp. I've bought it several times, I think, because I love it so much. But it's on the streams now, which makes it easier for you to pull up on your, you know, your Spotify or your YouTube or your Spark app, so you can learn the chords, which I've been doing. And we're rocking out on this one. And boy, oh boy, is it fun. This is Jim Bryson.
Get out.
Hi, this is Lydia Lovelace, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
The phone's on the dash, the goddamn thing. It's one of those times when I know it's gonna ring. Don't wanna answer, but I got no choice. There's something bad wrong, I can hear it in your voice. What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? The tires broke down and the kids all crying. It's pouring down rain and there's clothes on the line. I don't know what to tell you, don't know what to say. How am I gonna fix it? I'm 1,000 miles away. What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? I get to travel and you gotta stay home. You're getting tired of raising them kids alone. I know it ain't easy, I know it ain't fair. You keep saying I'll never take you anywhere. Want me to take you for an airplane ride? Want me to take you to the seaside? Sorry baby, but I can't right now. Gonna have to make it up to you somehow. What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? We're nearly 20 years older. It's not like we thought it'd be. We never talked this over. You can't let. We hit the road early, I never got a shower. Supposed to been at sound check back about an hour. Blood pressure's up, I gotta take pills. The food don't kill me, the alcohol will. And I know it ain't healthy, but this is what I do. Same thing I was doing back before I met you. What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? Insurance pays when they're damn well pleased. I sent home the money soon as I could. Sent it home to Sancho like a good man should. What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Finally got around to listening to this brand new record that I got. Well, thanks to Terry for remembering to order it for us. The Horses and the Hounds from James McMurtry, and it's stellar. Oh, James, if you thought he'd softened a bit after his mellow last record, boy, oh boy, is this one here to prove you wrong. It's bangers and twangers, and it's Stellar songwriting. James McMurtry, brand new record. Oh, it's so good. So good. Before that, we heard a new banger from Lydia Lovelace. It's been a long time since we heard a real banger from Lydia. Let's Make Out. A couple of new singles she dropped. The other one is, it's not a banger. It's lovely enough, but I like that one. And Jim Bryson in there, not new at all, but new on the streams. If you're on the Spotify or the Apple or the Google or the YouTube or whatever you do, wherever you stream music for a nominal monthly fee, as Sean Burns would tell you, you pull up the album The Occasionals by Jim Bryson. It's one of my all-time faves. And if you haven't heard it, it's great. And again, I encourage you to go over to Bandcamp and send them some money for it. But if you want to stream it and pee on his shoes, then you can do that too. See, I can pee on his shoes because I've already sent him a lot of money, so I'm good. My conscience is clear when I stream it now. Okay, how about some ladies, some lovely ladies up in here? I got a set here for you, brand new music from a bunch of lovely ladies. This first one's not brand new. Album came out last year, I guess. Although I think she's, I heard a brand new song the other day on the Twang Trust from this lady. But I saw it in a brand new TV show that just rocked my world. Oh my God. I heard about this show a while ago and I pulled up the trailer, and the trailer is hilarious, but I was afraid. I was definitely afraid, because you know how sometimes, when they have the trailer for the comedy movie, they take all of the funny parts from the movie and they put it in the trailer, and then you watch the movie and it's like, well, there's nothing funny here that I haven't seen at all. So I was a little afraid that that was going to be the case with this show, but oh my God, is it freaking funny. And it's got heart. It's got, oh my God, it's so good. I want you to, if you got the Disney Plus, you go on the Star and you look up a new show called Reservation Dogs. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. There's only one episode up there now, but I'm hooked. It might be my favorite half hour comedy since Less Than Kind. Did you ever watch that Made in Manitoba gem? That under the radar comedy classic with Maury Chaykin? Oh my God, that was a good show. I don't think I've seen a show that made me laugh quite like that until last night when I watched Reservation Dogs. And it's got great music in there, including this one right here from Samantha Crane.
Joey, why don't you come around and see me? Got plenty of room now that I live alone. Last time I saw you, you were walking in the middle. Your face was sweaty and your outfit was gone. I don't mind if you spill your wine like you used to. But we'll figure it out. Sometimes I feel like my memories never happen. Could you remind me, take me back for a night? Was it ever real? Anymore. 100 small days.
pays the bills and keeps my head screwed on tight. But I feel afraid, cause we were never the same. So narrow, so straight, and unwilling to fight.
everything is shifting. In the end, we are all alone. A little fear is taking down the veil. I am all alone.
Hey, this is Brandi Carlile. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
Come back now, even if you call me out. You might be angry now, of course you are. I'm scared too, didn't mean to take it out on you. I know I always do. You're the strongest person in the room. Turn back time. Help me to rewind and we can find ourselves again. It's not too late.
Stories that have no point. Either way. it fills the void. I don't love you, though I try. My heart just never quite made room. Still I get strangely sentimental, lying naked next to you, my old familiar. It's really for. And if I start calling, oh, if I come crawling back, just lock the door. Please ignore my attempts. I'm getting on a bus to Philadelphia, sleeping on my parents. A little bit of distance never kills you. Just don't romanticize me now.
Oh man, I think she's great. That's Liz Longley there. Some of her recent stuff's been pretty produced, you know, lots of stuff going on. So she's stripping it back with an acoustic EP of some of the recent songs to prove that she's just fine on her own. And that sounds pretty good to me. I'm convinced. How about you? Before that, we heard Brandi Carlile in there, Right on Time, from her upcoming record, In These Silent Days. I guess we'll call that one the title track. Interesting sound. That one kind of reminds me of back in the, you know, the Story days, like going back to that stuff before she was all shouty. I like it. We heard Carolyn Marie Brooks in there. She's one of them good lovelies, you know, a new song called Night Drive. She's been doing a lot of stuff with Jim Bryson. You might have heard him picking and grinning on that one. Pretty good stuff indeed. We heard Aaron Ray in there with a new single called True Love's Face. That was pretty good. Something brand new from Frazee Ford, a cover of old Bobby Dylan's The Times They Are A-Changin', and a great song from Samantha Crane called Joey in there off her last year's record, A Small Death. Going to try to fit in two new ones that I'm pretty pleased with. Brand new, long-awaited, John Wart Hanum.
I ain't in it for the short term. For the slow burn, ain't looking for short and sweet. I'm looking for a repeat. I ain't afraid of a tough grind, a rough patch and a hard time. You and me through it all, big and small. I'm in it for the long haul. I never trusted that tried and true. I only wanted some.
this time. I ain't in it for the short term. I'm in it for the slow burn. Ain't looking for short and sweet. I'm looking for a repeat.
Water should run dry. All of my friends, they leave me here to die. That would be a hard fact, baby. Hard fact to deny. Oh, but still, little darling, I won't cry. I won't cry. If my brother refused me at his door, and my loving mother said, don't want me anymore, I would have to ask myself, what are you living for? But still, little darling, I won't cry. I won't cry. Ever wonder about the shape I'm in? Well, you know I wonder why you never come around here then. The fate that I'm facing, not like other men. Oh, but still, little darling, I won't cry. I won't cry.
Another gorgeous new tune from Charlie Crockett, his upcoming record, Music City USA. I have a feeling it's going to be one of my favorites of the year. I just love these new songs from Charlie. I Won't Cry. And before that, the long-awaited new record from John Wort Hanum is coming in October. It's called The Long Haul. We heard the title track there. Back with Steve Dawson and the Black Hen Crew. Pretty excited about that. We'll take a break. Come back with more. Tell the band to go home. Stick with us. Come back. Hope to see you. Stick around.